There were many stages involved in leaving Egypt. When Moshe and Aaron first came, spoke to the elders, and said that God had remembered them, the time to fulfill the covenant that was forged with Avram all those years ago had come. And throughout the process, we have what we can describe as a jagged trajectory. It doesn't go in one direction. It's not straight. It's not clear. There are ups and there is downs. Immediately, Paro responds with more work, and they have to go and they have to find the raw materials themselves to build the bricks that they need to build. And there were certain times that individuals had more faith and had less faith. There were times that it was almost inescapable. You see, a plague comes and it strikes the Egyptians and doesn't strike the Jews. How can one not have faith? But still, with this jagged trajectory, we understand how those could have been a little bit weary. You want to believe. But still, it's not always easy. And then they finally leave. And when they leave, they're chased down by the Egyptians. And again, they're terrified. And we can understand this. And then this incredible miracle transpires, whereby again a distinction is made between the Jews and the Egyptians. With the Jews crossed through the sea, and the Egyptians then drowned in the sea. And now they're finally saved. It's over. They've left Egypt. They're the other side of the sea. The Egyptians are gone. And understandably, they break out in song. And we understand why it's at this point that they're finally able to sing. But then we're told something which we have to pay attention to. We're told that not only do the men sing, Az Yisheir Moshe B'nei Yisrael, then we're told that Miriam and the women, they sang and they danced, but there was one more thing that we're told. They take out their tupim, translated by some as their tambourines, and they start dancing and singing together with their musical equipment. And Rashi there notes that they made sure, before they left Egypt, to take their tambourines with them. Because they knew they were going to sing. Rashi describes them as the Nashim Tzadkaniyot. And the truth is, when we think about it, they were there from the very beginning. The whole story of leaving Egypt includes the women have faith, both in terms of the text itself, from the midwives through Moshe's sister. Even one can include the daughter of Paro. There's so many important figures over here along the way. They're a really important part of this story. And it's beautiful that Rashi tells us that when they finally get to the other side, there were some people who had no choice. Now they had to believe and now they had to sing. But there were other people who knew this moment was going to come. They anticipated it. They brought their tambourines with them. And they sang under the sky, perhaps in the words of the bard, with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea. They sang with joy and they sang with abandon, but most importantly, they sang with faith.